This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The elderly in our community are in a particularly difficult spot right now. We know that COVID-19 can have pretty severe effects on them if they catch it. And all of the activities that they would normally do for extracurricular stimulation to form community in what can be a really quiet season of life, they've all been cancelled. I know that's the case for my own granddad. So how do we look after them well right now? Tamar Krebs is the founder of Group Homes Australia, working in aged and dementia care. She shares here some really practical ways, particularly if you're working with elderly people who have dementia, how to look after them well and what you can be doing at home to fill that gap of activity and connection.
So the thing to keep in mind is we're talking about social distancing, not necessarily social isolation. And for someone living in an aged care facility or living at home, it's really important for them to be connecting with family members or with other people in different ways. So if once upon a time we would come and give our parents or grandparents or partner a hug, we're going to still stay connected. So talking on the phone is really important, but even more important is to have that face-to-face time. So using FaceTime, WhatsApp, Zoom, different technologies to make sure we can stay connected. And for the carers to obviously be providing those opportunities for connection.
And one of the things we know about COVID-19 is that there is a higher risk in some of the those older people that do contract it. So if you're living with somebody who is a little bit older or you're coming into contact with them, you obviously don't want to pose a greater threat to them. So if you're living with someone, for instance, who is elderly, what can you do to be looking after them well?
You want to make sure that you're being responsible in terms of your own movement. So making sure that you are practicing social distancing, that you're not going to public places because you may not get it sick because you're a younger person, but you can be a carrier and you can definitely infect somebody older. So being responsible in that way is really important. Making sure that the person is also getting out and about in terms of going for walks and exercising. We're not in lockdown yet as a country. And so as long as we can get outdoors and breathe fresh air in non-public areas, really important to do so.
One of the sad things as well sometimes already in society is that our older population can feel isolated. They can already feel very alone. What are the risks of those kind of emotions, those kind of feelings already anyway on people that are in those sorts of situations?
So, I mean, as we know, with isolation, even younger people, it's going to affect their mood. It's going to affect their appetite. With older people, it can also affect their orientation to time and day because one day sort of rolls into the next day. So we have to, and just that flat mood of feeling irrelevant and not feeling purposeful. So it's really important to be able to combat that and to address that during this time.
Are there some kind of tasks or creative projects maybe without wanting to like minimize, you know, you don't want to just give someone a job to have a job, but are there things we can be creatively doing with our older relatives, our grandparents, so that they do feel that sense of purpose?
What we've found at Group Homes Australia that we're doing with our residents, because we're in lockdown at the moment for visitors, what we find is we've asked families to bring in photo albums. So old photo albums, sitting with the residents and just reminiscing and walking down memory lane to talk about the travels and the family, you know, Christmases together and that special time, so that it's actually positive experience, positive memories, and it gives them a sense of validation. The other thing is that we all have that shoebox of old Christmas cards and letters that we've written to one another we've never thrown out. Take them out. It's a great time to read them to one another. And we know that our carers, our homemakers, are doing that at the moment with our residents. That just gives them a sense of connection without necessarily breaking that social distancing.
That is such a good idea. And I like the concept too. If you're able to be living in your own home, you can sort your sock drawers. You can start to get rid of the things that you don't need anymore.
Exactly.
Make it a really...
We all have those drawers that we sort of say, oh, when
yes.
I get time, I'll fix it. Now is the time to sort through that mess.
No excuse. And I know within the people in homes or even elderly still living in their own homes, many do have dementia, which is already something that leaves a lot of people feeling isolated. What do you do in that situation? Because obviously for many, they won't be aware of the current crisis we're facing.
So what we find, again, at Group Homes Australia is that many of our residents, 95% of them have dementia. And so they time travel. So many times if a family member would have visited, they may not remember that they have visited. So we can create opportunities that we would call cherished moments in the moment. If we have a good FaceTime where they can, the family member can see their loved ones on a screen and they can interact, it's going to increase that positive feeling. If our residents are watching the news constantly and getting anxious by the news, they may not remember why they're anxious, but they'll remember the feeling. So trying to create as many positive, cherished moments throughout the day that can generate that positive feeling.
Tamar Krebs, the founder of Group Homes Australia on Sydney's Hope 103.2. You can find more tips about looking after your family and your own well-being during this time on our website, hope1032.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.